כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
ביך אמריך, בוילים השם. We're up to the pasuk, Micha Moicha Be'elim Hashem. Micha Moicha Neder Bakoidish Neure Sechilois Oisei Felim. A little translation, Micha Moicha Be'elim Hashem. We say this every day. There's nobody like a Kodesh Baruch that's so strong. Elim is Miloshin. Eile Yor, it's the powerful people. Micha Moicha Neder Bakoyach, Bakoidish. Your greatness, you're adorned with Kedusha, which means you're uplifted from the laws of nature. You're something above that, which gives you power over it also. Noira Sihilos. It's one is in awe of saying praise, because whatever you're going to say praise for Kadosh Baruch Hu is not enough. Oisei Pele. You can do things also above the laws of nature, things that leaves us in wonderment. So basically, we start, this is the contrast between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaHavdil, the Rishoyim, the powerful Rishoyim. The army of Mitzrayim was the most powerful army, and they had that gaiva, Eldov, Asik, Achalek, Shalom. I will do this. I will take control. I'll take power. I'll take booty. That was a mistake, because when one says I, he's saying that I am here and Hashem is not there. I'm independent. When one's independent of Hashem, Hashem says you're independent. Bakasha, be independent. We always have to remind ourselves this throughout our lives. We have to be dependent on Hashem, subjugate ourselves to Hashem, because Hashem has that power. And that's what we're saying. We recognize there's nobody as powerful as you, Hashem. And your powerful is a different type of power than anything physical. You can have a hydrogen bomb. It's nothing. But Hashem has the Kayach that created the entire world. Billions of hydrogen bombs are nothing compared to the Kayach of Hashem. The Kamar Gittin makes a drasha on Micha Moicha Be'ilim Hashem. Another thing. Micha Moicha Bo'ilimim Hashem. Hashem is sometimes like an ilim. Ilim, somebody who doesn't talk. Hashem doesn't make big announcements before he does things. He does it in a quiet way. Sometimes he takes down powerful people, powerful nations without a gunshot. The world went through corona. That was something Hashem sent us. It was the beginning of illness. Something negligent. You didn't see it. You didn't hear it. But Hashem just wanted to show us how weak we are. And how with our gaiva, humanity's gaiva, I think we're controlling the world, how much we are not in control. Something that we can't even see could overpower us. Like a mother met Hashem said on the fly, the mosquito, the fly, whatever it is, that went into Titus's brain and devoured it and killed him. So this is something we have to remind ourselves every day. Chas v'shalom, not to fall into the mistake of Eldav Asik Achalek Sholom. I'm the one who's running things. I have to have things my way. I don't have to be upset if it doesn't go my way. Adarabba, I don't have to do anything. I have to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, His power is supernatural. And very often not seen. But if we're with Hashem, we have Hashem's power. Sometimes a person has the desire to do something, to make some extra money or to get some power, not to exactly be halacha, or getting upset and angry. That's against the Ratzon Hashem. All these are mistakes of the Yetzer. If we go with Hashem, we know for sure we're going with the most powerful Kayach in the world, and the most glorified power in the world. We should be zeicher memet in every situation to focus on this, take advantage of it. And have a lot of siyata shemayin, everything we do.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון. 03-617-1111